You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm here in the studio with Kate Lochte, and we're pleased to be speaking to Kelly Oliver. She's the new State Health Insurance Program, or SHIP, coordinator. Kelly, welcome to Sounds Good.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Kelly, your business is going to touch everybody eventually. And for those approaching age 65 or those who've been disabled more immediately, why don't you set the stage for what SHIP is all about?
Well, SHIP is a fantastic program that is offered through the Purchase Area Development District in Mayfield that allows those who are turning 65 or coming off of disability into Medicare help in navigating the ever-confusing and ever-frustrating world of Medicare and getting enrolled into Medicare and choosing what's good for you. Do you need a Medicare Advantage plan? Do you need a Part D plan? Do you need to get a supplement plan? What are all of those things, and what do they mean to me?
Well, nobody likes to change their routine, and so the aging process brings a whole new changing routine in many ways, and this Medicare thing is certainly central to it. How does one, when one turns 65, how do you know what to do? I mean, I've gone to the Medicare.gov official website, and it already presents an impediment insofar as you have to log in and have a password, you know?
Correct. Yes, it does.
And for some of us, that's immediately, well, I'll do it some other time.
Right. Well, Medicare itself, which is governed by CMS, which is the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, is going to inundate you with lots of information. Starting early on, you are eligible to sign up for all parts of Medicare 3 months before your 65th birthday month and 3 months after your 65th birthday month, so a total of 7 months. So they're going to tell you when it's time to do what you need to do, and then you have to make the choice to do it. And that's where I come into play, is walking you through the process that can be very daunting to help you navigate Medicare.gov. We have lots of people that are internet savvy and would rather do it themselves. They just need to know how to get started. So I am able to walk you through that. I'm able to help you compare the plans that are out there for you, what would be better for you to use, to know what the next step is. A lot of times when my clients come in, they say, Kelly, thank you so much. I just needed to know what to do next. And I'm able to tell you what the next step is and what you can expect. Because if you know what's coming, you can prepare for it.
So play like you're actually helping me.
Okay.
All right. So I'm turning 65, and I already have health insurance, but all of a sudden Medicare is here, and I'm like, what do I do with that and my current health insurance?
If you're already employed and you have insurance through your employer, you're going to get signed up for A, which is free, and that's for the hospital. You don't have to pay anything for Part A except in some very, very, very specific circumstances.
But what does it mean? You know, if I already have insurance for that, why would I sign up for A?
It can play secondary to your primary insurance. So if your primary insurance, you know, covers 80%, or let me take that back. If your primary insurance only covers 75% of a hospital stay, Medicare can cover that additional 5% up to the 80% that they would always cover. The typical Medicare split is 80%. They pay 20%, you pay. So if your current insurance doesn't cover all the way up to that 80% that Medicare would pay, they can be billed secondary to what you have. So that's going to save you money there.
Okay, I don't have insurance.
Okay, you don't have insurance, then you're going to need to sign up for A, which is, again, free. Then you're going to have to sign up for B, as in boy, which is your doctor's insurance. Now, the premium for that is $104.90 per month. Now, everybody has to pay that premium. There are programs for those who have low-income subsidy issues that we can try to get that lowered for you or paid totally for you, but everybody has to pay that premium. If you do not sign up for Part B within the time frame that I gave earlier, you will be penalized for that, so your premium will go up. So I'm dealing with a client right now whose premium is $115, and it's because she dropped out of it and then got back into it and got the premium penalty because she had dropped out of that. So now you've got your doctors covered. You've got your hospital covered. Now you need your medications covered. Who's going to pay for my medications? I take lots of medications. In comes Part D, as in drug, and those are handled by private companies. You would come into my office. You would tell me what medications you're on. I'd plug them into this handy-dandy thing that's on Medicare.gov called a plan finder, and it's going to spit out to me the plans that are in your area. And typically in the purchase area, there's about 33 to 36 plans available with varying ranges of premiums and varying ranges of coverage. So we're going to look at that and we're going to decide what is going to be the best interest and money spending for you. Do you want a plan that the premium's pretty high, but your cost is low? Or do you not take many drugs? So you can take a lower premium, but your cost of drugs may be a little higher. But then there's also something called a supplement plan, which you can get on that will cover that 20% that Medicare doesn't cover in Part B. So if you go to the doctor and they charge you $100 for a doctor's visit, Medicare's only going to pay $80 of that. The supplement plan will cover that additional 20. So you're not going to be out of pocket that 20% because that 20% goes on forever. There's no maximum amount that you would pay for that. So that supplement plan goes back and covers what Medicare doesn't cover. And the supplement plans come in a variety of things. The highest ones cover all sorts of things. They can cover you if you're out of the country. They can cover you if you have to go to a skilled nursing facility. And then the lower end, which have the lower premiums, basically just cover that 20%. And then there's the Medicare Advantage plan, which combines it all together, and you pay one premium to a private company. Yeah, see that look on your face, ladies and gentlemen? Our eyes just glazed over. And that is the reason why I have a job.
And that's because Kelly Oliver is accessible to answer all the questions.
Yes, and navigate and find out what's best for you. For some people, it's good to be on a Medicare Advantage plan. For some people, it's good to have everything separate and get that supplement plan to cover it. And it is confusing. I do it every day, and I still have to stop and look and look things up and verify the information that I think I already know because there's so much information out there.
I think we should probably stress that you don't have any skin in the game in terms of making a commission on my insurance buys.
Very, very true. I am unbiased. My concern is my client. My concern is you. What is best for you? What's going to save you money? What's going to make sure you get the medications that you need in order to survive? And what's going to allow you to be able to go on a vacation? Or in some cases, pay for your medications and still have food on your table. That's what I care about.
So what are the numbers with which we reach you?
You can call me at 270-247-9426 or toll free at 1-800-866-4213. Now, I understand that you have lots of listeners in the Penny Royal District area. And again, that's someone different. And her name is Allie Mabry. And her phone number is 270-866-9484.
So we'll have those numbers on the website.
Sure.
For everyone. And there's also a way to get to you through the internet, I bet.
There is. If you will go to Medicare.gov and it says, I need help figuring this out, essentially, you have to do a couple clicks, but it'll get you to, you have to pick your state, and then it'll send you to a PDF, and then it has our names listed, and it's, again, the purchase area for this end of the county, all of Western Kentucky.
Okay, and this service, the State Health Insurance and Assistance Program that Kelly coordinates in the purchase is actually part of something called the Purchase Area Agency on Aging and Independent Living that I don't know a whole lot about, and it's got a whole slew of services.
There are. It is a great program, and I'm glad to be here because I think that there are so many programs out there that people don't know about. There are programs out there that can help you travel. We can get you set up with your local senior center, and they can get you to the grocery store. They can get you to go pick up your medications. They can help transport you where you need to go. We have home care programs and home care respite programs where we can help those sons and daughters who are having to help take care of their aging parents, just give them a rest.
And none of these services are income qualified, right? They're just available to anybody.
No, that's not correct. My program is not income qualified. Okay. A lot of the programs are based on income.
Okay.
And I am not an expert in all of them, so I don't want to give you any quotes and tell you what that is. But if you think that you want to see about a program, you can call those same numbers and they will give you who you need to go to find out what they are. Because some of them are based on those people who have Medicaid. We have a program called the CDO program, which is a Medicaid-based program, which gives those people the money to handle their own care. They hire who they want to hire, and we, as in the PAD, give a paycheck, and that's a high-level view of it. I'm sure there's many, many details that I don't know.
Yeah.
But that helps so that they can control how they're getting their treatment and in their home and can stay in their
home. Well, I threw you for a loop there, and I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But it's all new to me, too, and I'm fascinated with the whole array, and I'm sure we're going to follow up with others involved with the Purchase Area Development District services, because it's probably like some folks, Tracy, I think a long time ago, called WKMS the hidden beacon in the Purchase, and maybe PAD is the same.
I agree, especially with my program, because they don't know what's out there, and because it's not necessarily income-based, it's not as advertised as much. So I'm completely free. You know, you just come in. I don't have a dog in the fight. My only care is what's best for you. So I want people to know about that. I want people to call me. I want to be inundated with appointments and have an appointment every hour, because I know those people are out there. Every single day, somebody is turning 65. And every single day, somebody gets frustrated with having to deal with Medicare.
Yeah, they're arguing about what to call it. The silver tsunami is apparently.
Yes, I
apparently
I read that article. I had not heard that term.
Neither.
But, you know.
They're trying to kind of back off of that kind of violent sort of image that brings to mind. Anyway, listen, Kelly Oliver, thank you very much
for
being here and doing what you do.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it, and please just give me a call.
Kelly Oliver, once again, is coordinator for the, I have to look at it every time, the State Health Insurance and Assistance Program that navigates you through Medicare.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.